It's Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Massachusetts likes to call itself the cradle of liberty, but an argument could be made on behalf of Brooklyn. And the man making that case is writer Robert Sullivan. In his new book, he revisits the sites of some of the turning points in the Revolutionary War, and many of them happened within an hour's drive of Battery Park in Manhattan. In fact, most of the battles of the war were fought in the middle colonies, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. So Sullivan set out to relive this forgotten history. He began by retracing the steps of George Washington and his troops, who trekked 30 miles up from the Delaware River and through the Watchung Mountains of New Jersey to Morristown in 1776. His new book is called My American Revolution, Crossing the Delaware and I-78.
When you walk through the mountains, you can completely see the strategy of the war. And when I got back to New York, I thought, this is it. This is what I want to do. I would try to do in the New York area, rather than reenactments, and I don't really have a good term for this, reemplacements. So I'd go back to the place in that particular season and think about the history then and now.
Here's something interesting, which is that you point out the first big battle of the Revolution is the Battle of Brooklyn. There was an evacuation.
There was an evacuation. All of Washington's troops, they built these kind of wonderful battlements all across the hills of Brooklyn. And the British, basically after landing in the harbor, kind of went around the back and cut through the passes in the hills. And then they came from over around Bed-Stuy, the British did, and they came back from Bay Ridge, and they sort of cornered Washington up into what is today Brooklyn Heights. And then he sat up in the hill for 2 days and suddenly was convinced by his generals that he ought to get down to the Brooklyn Ferry really quickly. And these guys from Massachusetts, the Marbleheaders, who are kind of the, maybe they're sung, but they should be more sung heroes of the Revolution, they say, don't worry, we'll take care of everything. They row everybody across overnight. And there's this really wonderful moment in the morning. The British diaries describe a British soldier coming down to the Brooklyn Ferry in the morning, and they think the whole army is going to be there, but they're gone. And they see one tall, red-headed guy in a cape, an officer, getting in the last boat, and they take a couple shots at that boat. And everybody has always thought that that was Washington.
You tried to actually personally reenact the evacuation of Brooklyn. You wanted to take a rowboat and just go across the East River from Brooklyn to Manhattan. But apparently you can't do this. This is not legal.
There's a lot of permitting involved with that. So at some point I think, okay, I want to try a reenactment, but what is that in the landscape? What is there? And as a kid, I've lived all around the New York area. And when we lived in New Jersey, my father used to talk about the signals that Washington put up on the mountains in New Jersey, the Watchung Mountains. And he had these signal posts. And at the signal posts, they'd light a fire if there was movement of the British forces, and you could see that fire in New York, 20 miles away. And I thought, this is it. I'll reenact the signal. I'll go up on the hill, and I'll use a mirror, and in the morning when the sun is right, I'll signal back, and somebody will be able to see me in New York. So I try with friends, I try with my wife, I try with my landlords up on the roof of our house, and eventually I'm just down to my daughter, who at the time is around 14, and she's hanging out windows, and at last, I do a signal back to her, and she sees me. Few things have I been so excited about. But in the course of trying to find the right spot to signal from, I realized that these signal posts had become, during World War II, anti-Soviet missile sites that the American military used. And then, at 9/11, each one of these sites had become exactly a place where people went at 9/11 to see the towers come down.
Because they were high points.
They were high points, and these high points mattered to us strategically.
You go to Boston, and anybody can walk the Freedom Trail, which is incredible. Why isn't there anything like that in New York?
Well, I don't know, but I'm going to say it's an advantage. That, you know, these are all the footnotes of history, and that's why we don't champion them naturally. You know, it's hard to champion great losses and retreats and evacuations.
Because the Battle of Brooklyn was a disaster.
A disaster.
For the colonial, for the militiamen, the Americans.
But one of the greatest things I think you can say about Washington is that he learned from these mistakes. He learns, lay in the mountains, stay back, engage them bit by bit. So this idea of the footnotes of history, that's what I tried to write in this book. I tried to turn it over and make the footnotes the top part. But I also like the idea that footnotes and feet and what we stand in is the kind of everyday landscape that seems to be no big deal in history. And so this kind of footnoted history is it's more about humility and understanding that you can't fight certain things.
Robert Sullivan is the author of the new book, My American Revolution, Crossing the Delaware and the I-78. Robert Sullivan, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.